And at this time in our fall sports preview, visiting now with Mike Kozel, the longtime head coach at Twin Loop. Mike, always great to talk to you. I don't know where the summer went, but I'm sure it's been great to be back out on the field with the players and getting ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, it has been. You know, we're excited to get going and see what we can be this year, and it's been fun so far.
Mike, you've been at this for a long time now, but I've got to ask you this question. Are you, as a head coach, do you still learn? I mean, are there things you continue to learn over the years as you continue to coach?
Boy, if we're not learning, it's probably time to give it up. You know, we never know it all. You know, it's funny, when you're young, you think you know it all, and then you get older and you find out you don't. And then you get a little older, and now you want to keep on learning because you want to keep up with young guys that maybe have learned something new. You know, I think this summer we had a camp where I brought in some former players who played in college, and because I knew they would have they're all relatively young, would have some more expertise and maybe some things that maybe I don't, or they've changed since I played, obviously, you know, a long time ago. And I told my assistants, we need to listen and learn and then implement some of these drills and ask why they do use that technique and maybe it can fit with us. And it was really good. It was a great in-service. So, yeah, I'm still learning. My son and I, he coaches at Ord, and we sit down and talk, and he explains stuff they're doing that maybe is new, and I try to implement that if I think it'll fit in my program. And so, yeah, we got to keep evolving and keep learning part of it.
Coach, you talked about camps this summer. Were you pleased with what your kids showed you through the summer as far as the weight program, maybe attending camps and such? Were you pleased with what you saw them do over the summer?
Yeah, you know, the weight room was excellent this year. We had a great turnout, and we did all summer long. Really happy with that. I think the camp thing, you know, we ran into a problem between a lot of kids being involved with baseball, which is great. I'm glad they are, and they had some basketball camps and wrestling camps. So we decided this year, well, we had to kind of do it. We had to do that format where we brought in some people and had our own camp. And it may not have been ideal, but it was good. We learned a lot, and I was so pleased with their attitude and their willingness to learn and trying to get better. You know, I told the kids the day after we got done, I said, it's almost embarrassing to be 60 years old and be this giddy about a bunch of 14 to 18-year-olds and our prospects for the football season. But I was excited all week after that week of our in-service, and it was so much fun, and I was pleased with what we did.
Well, as you work through the opening days of fall camp, have you been pleased with what you've seen from the team so far?
Oh, yeah. I think we've got a lot of depth and a lot of talent. You know, we're going to have good players that aren't on the field. We have a lot of kids out, and we have a lot of athletic kids, and we have kids, you know, from 12th grade to 9th grade that can contribute, you know, all the way through there. We've got some good young kids, and we've got to learn and get some more experience. We got some of that last year. We got to get some more this year, but I have been very pleased with what we've been able to do so far. The weather has kind of hindered us a little bit in practice. It seems like some days it's a little hot and it goose us up a little bit and we can't do what we want, and we move practice, and then we have a lightning storm at 6 o'clock in the morning go through. And so we've been, our practice times have been a little bit shorter than I'd like, but we're making the best of what we can with the weather we have.
Coach, you talk about the depth of this year's team. Talk about the numbers you have out, but then talk about how maybe that helps you in practice when you have the depth that you do.
Well, yeah, we got 29 young men out for football this year. And, you know, I'm telling you, we have got some good athletes in the skill position people and in the line, too. I really believe that we have six kids that could start in the offensive line fighting for three spots. We have three or four kids that could start at end that would be, if we put them in there, we wouldn't see a significant drop-off. You know, we've got some good backs, and, you know, we have a returning starter, a quarterback, and then if something would happen to him, we have a senior behind him that's pretty capable. So, I mean, it's just going to help us in our scout team. It's going to help us when we do drills. You know, it's not going to just line up and just blow through the other team. We're going to have to do stuff right, work on our technique, and the competition is going to be good too, because if kid struggles, he knows that he's probably going to have to come to the sideline for a while and someone else is going to do it. And so it's a good problem to have. I'm really excited with our depth.
Coach, talk a little bit about the leadership aspect of this year's team. What is the feel of the leadership? Is it vocal? Is it by example? Is it work ethic, or kind of a combination thereof?
Well, I think probably our main leader is Kazen Smith. You know, Kazen's a kid that comes to the weight room. He's been a 3-year starter for us. He's not the most vocal kid, but he'll say something if he needs to. And his work ethic and his just approach and his attention to being there every day and helping kids has been very good. Another kid that has really improved his leadership skills in the weight room and bringing along younger kids is Bearcat Glendy. Bearcat has just kind of taken some kids under his wing, and Bearcat works so hard in the weight room. And some of those younger kids, they're young kids that aren't ready yet, but, boy, they were following him around and doing his drills, and it's showing up in practice, and the drills are like, man, that kid's better than I thought he'd be. Well, he's been working with Bearcat all summer. And so, you know, those kind of things are really important. I don't know vocally if we have one kid that stands up and leads that way, but we have a lot of upperclassmen that do it the right way and do it with work effort and take care of business there. And so I think those are two of our big leaders. And Mace Barron, too, he leads a lot because he has experience and he can help out the younger kids and make sure things are done right. And so the seniors are doing a good job.
Coach, who do you have helping you this year? Who are your assistants?
Okay, so Zane Young is my assistant. Zane's been my assistant for, gosh, it's been probably close to, it's probably been 14 years. Zane's been my assistant. Coach Levi Likens is helping as well. Levi will be in charge of the offensive line, and Mike Moses is going to help with the running backs. And so I have the same group I've had. All three of them have been there at least 3 years, and, of course, some of them more than that.
Final question for you, Coach. What are the keys for Twin Loop to reach their full potential this season?
To reach our full potential? Well, I think we have to grow in our decision-making on the field, and we have to learn to be more confident and aggressive. I think last year, a couple times, maybe we weren't sure how good we really were. And we lost a couple games because we made some poor decisions. We were trying to do the right thing, but, you know, just we were young. And so I think as we continue to develop in our game time decisions and our confidence, I think this team could be really good. I really do. We have some good kids, and we're going to be solid. We have a tough schedule, but we're going to be a tough team for anybody to play, and I'm really excited about this group.
Well, Coach, it's been great visiting with you over the years and certainly talking to you this year. We appreciate your time, and we wish you and the Twin Loop Wolves the best of luck this season.
Well, thank you, Brett, and I appreciate KBN's support and coverage. Thank you very much.
Coach Mike Kozel joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.